316-768-4472.
Whoa.
Cutting the fanfare very short.
Hey, what up, man? Shaw City, man.
Shaw City!
Oh, Shaw City!
Yeah! Fuck yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, let me just say something here. This this is a long time coming. I've for real. I mean, I've played phone tag through, like, you know, on the regular cell phone, never through YouTube. I've never played phone tag through YouTube. Can I just start this call off by saying, Shaw City, man?
Yeah, man.
For those of you who don't know, Mr. Shaw City, Mr. 26s, why don't you give the intro? Because I can't do it, because I'm just really not that cool.
Kind of white.
Hey.
Man, you know, hey, man, this is South City, a.k.a. South City, man, Mr. 763, Mr. Damn, get that flap-ass Jackie, all that shit.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Mr. Shaw City, you are a YouTube sensation right now. You're blowing up everywhere. I discovered your videos on a service called Tumblr. Are you familiar with Tumblr?
No, I've never heard of it, man. I'm really not like an internet dude. I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
Well, it's a blogging software. It's gonna be, I think, bought by Yahoo any day now. And the founder of it is a guy named David Karp, who just really loves your videos, and to the point where in a tutorial on how to use Tumblr, he made a screenshot of somebody posting one of your videos saying, hey, check this out, this is great. Mr. Shaw City keeps his refrigerator stocked so he can get laid.
Damn. That's crazy.
You're all over the place, man.
Man, that's, you know, people keep telling me that, but I don't really feel famous, because when I walk outside my crib, you know, everyone treats me just like that regular old black dude.
Mr. Shaw City, I want to say I'm a huge fan. You are, without a doubt, the newest sensation next to Kimbo Slice that has hit YouTube.
I'm gonna say far exceeding Kimbo, because Kimbo got, you know, Kimbo's done. First of all, the thing is, the fact that Mr. Shaw City, the fact that my co-host, who is a 40-year-old bald man.
I'm 38.
40, round up. He's 40 years old. He's afraid of germs. He has found a way to connect with your videos. Because I think that the videos you put out there, they have a personal touch to them. You're a naturally entertaining guy. And you have some quirks about you that I think anybody can relate to. I think in Frank's case, Frank, you connected with him.
I connected in, there was one particular one where I connected with.
Was it the soap dish?
Pardon?
Was it the soap dish?
Yeah, well, the one I'm thinking of is actually when he was being generous and giving people, I guess, money out. You were actually going Christmas Day giving some unfortunate individuals handing out money. Isn't that correct, Mr. Shaw City?
Yeah. Hey, you know what was crazy about that video? I wasn't even going to make a Christmas video, because I really don't like doing holiday videos. I just feel like they're corny as hell. You know what I'm saying? And it was weird, man. I was just sitting at the crib. I had like $300 on me cash. And that's all the money I had, like, for the whole month. And I was complaining about it. And then someone was just like, damn, it's a whole bunch of people out there who ain't got no money. And I'm complaining. So I was like, you know what? I went over to Walgreens, bought some Christmas cards, man, and just randomly threw money, you know, different denominations in the cards, and just started giving them away, man, real talk.
You gave
them, I noticed one individual, I guess a homeless gentleman, you actually shook the guy's hand, but then realized that you needed to throw that glove away.
I am going to have to change that glove.
Yeah, well, hepatitis C is a dangerous motherfucker.
You can be generous, but you got to watch out for yourself. You don't want to get Hep C. The weird thing about that is the homeless guy was talking about his girlfriend. Like really, how is this guy maintaining a relationship when he's living under an overpass?
You know what? Real talk, you'd be surprised. Homeless people actually have longer lasting relationships than people with money.
Are you serious? How does this work out?
No, like, real talk. Have you ever seen like homeless people, like? I've actually known people, like, when I grew up back in the hood, when I was 8, and I could go back to the same hood, the motherfuckers are still together.
It's insane.
When Now, because when you broke, you ain't got nothing. There's nothing for you to do but hang out and have sex all day. What else could you possibly do?
And then Mr. Shy City rolls up in his Chevy Caprice, hands you maybe $100, and then, you know, maybe she doesn't look so good anymore. Maybe right. You move on to the next bitch.
Mr. Shah, sit there. Did you, the pressing question is, did you get your toilet tank cover repaired yet?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's crazy because I got that got fixed, you know what I'm saying? I got my telephone back, my internet, my cable, everything's looking good. I got the court case on Friday, though, and I'm getting kind of nervous about it, matter of fact.
Now, this is about, what, the handicap spot?
Yeah, the handicap ticket, yeah.
Can you explain that for some of the people that might not be familiar with you yet? Because
what it was my brother was, you know, I had worked like a long shift, 16 hours. All I wanted to do was just get some ice cream. It was like the first, like the last night of the whole new year, 2008. You know what I'm saying? So went in, get the ice. Now, when I looked outside and somebody was like, had their hands on my car trying to look in the window, I didn't know it was a police officer because I didn't see the squad car, I didn't see his badge, I didn't see his gun. And when I came outside, I told them, I was like, hey, what are you doing? I had an attitude about it, and that kind of started the whole, like, spiraling, you know, turns of events. Like, had I been polite, that video probably would have never happened because I would have never got that ticket.
Yeah, see.
And then, you know, then it kind of went from there. And then basically what got me the actual ticket is when I kind of made a rude comment about his mom. And that's what brought us to this point where I had to explain to people what happened and everything, but... It's funny because, like, people always write me all the time, you should have just parked backwards, you should have did this. But the thing that's so crazy about all my videos is, if a lot of things never happened, I would never be able to make videos. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand. If you didn't mouth off to this cop and insult his mother, we wouldn't have had some YouTube gold.
That would have never happened, you know?
True.
Like, that's real talk. Like, as a matter of fact, and my homeboy, when I was at his crib, had he never challenged me to prove that I get women off my refrigerator, that video would have never been made.
Now, would you kind of explain this? You have a refrigerator in your place with no food in it. You just have a refrigerator with, it looks like a that of a deli's. You have all different types of beverages lined up. How does this do for you?
I think that's the point of that.
Oh, you say, how does it work for me?
Yeah.
I mean, basically, man, you know what? I'll just be honest. First of all, I eat out every day. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't really need to have food in my house. But basically, with all those drinks, man, I was just like, somebody asked me this the other day. I just growing up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just kind of peeped that, like, all the women happen to drink Mystics. All the white girls, when I went to school, all they would drink were the Snapples. You know what I'm saying? All the hood chicks I've ever met. All they do is drink Arizona iced tea and you know, like vanilla Coke and cherry Coke. You know what I'm saying? So this is just picking things up. When I went to college, all the chicks, I swear to God, who were like the Jamaican, I don't eat, you know, beef. These chicks, all they drank was green tea and herbal, you know, supplements and all that stuff. So I kind of just in my mind just like created this whole thing. Like I really, you know, and real talk. Like, because I've met women off YouTube, you know what I mean? Like, who just, they love, you know, what I do. And they come over to the crib expecting, you know, to see food. And when they open it, it blows their mind that my fridge really looked like that.
They
sex with them.
Now, you want to eat cereal and you have some type of a mantra?
We have a quick clip here. This is from one of the more recent incidents. I guess you're having a bad 2009. Let's take a quick look at this here. We're gonna play this for you.
I'm starting to think something is up because every time this chick tries to come over here, something happens. Whether it's my toilet, my internet, my kitchen was acting crazy one day. Jesus, Lord, are you trying to tell me something? Is there something about this chick you just don't want me to have no part of? Because this is the second time. Now look here, brother. You don't have to be doing all these symbols and signs. Call me. Call me on my cell phone. Say, Shot City, what's up? It's Jesus. What's going on? I'm going to say, what up, Jesus? Then all you got to say is, look here, brother, on the real, that girl got herpes 1 through 13. You don't want nothing.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is just like stream of consciousness. You never show yourself. It's always your own point of view. And you kind of just let, you know, let your feelings out there.
And you know, there's a couple of video which was kind of, I guess, you broke character, perhaps, maybe. You were visiting your a friend of yours who had passed away.
My homeboy. You know what? I almost didn't even post that video, man. Real talk. I didn't want to post it because I felt like, you know, I felt like I want people to know, get to know me, but I don't want them to, you know, I felt like that was like a little too personal. But
right.
At the last second, man, I was like, you know what? I can't claim to be the realest dude to ever get on the internet and then not show you everything. So I was just like, man, if I could talk about masturbating, then I should be able to, like, you know, shit, show you a video of me visiting my homeboy. You know what I mean?
And the thing is, I'm sure there's a ton of people that do this. I've never done this, but it
what,
seems it, not during the show yet. But before and after, at least four times. Definitely. I'm good for four after this. But yeah. I've never gone to mourn a friend or a relative and brought them a blanket and snacks. Snacks on snacks!
I don't know, man. I just, you know, it's like, the only way I can really describe it is, it's like, for me, I know, I understand the brother ain't really conscious of me being there, you know what I'm saying? He in heaven, or if it exists, but it's just my way of, you know, dealing with how I feel about my homie, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's just coming from a real dude, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, absolutely. You basically go from, you know, charity, like more of a tender moment where you're mourning your friend, but you're like, you always seem to be happy if you're not frustrated with the law or something not working. There was one time when you were having another stretch of bad luck, and you had a little bit of a masculine problem, and I'm going to play a clip of it right here so everybody can kind of get the hang of it. You're sitting in your laundry room just fucking frustrated, venting to your camera. Like, this was the point where you just put the camera down and just fucking sat there and said all this shit. Here it is.
As we're getting into it, I'm realizing something's wrong. Like, my penis is not erecting. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Hold the fuck on. Besides the fact my money's fucked up, I look like shit, I feel like shit, I can't fucking walk. My hair is all looking a goddamn mess. I haven't won an NBA 2K9 or 2K8 game in 2 days. Now you're telling me the penis ain't gonna work?
Oh, man. I love the fact that one of your greatest concerns is not winning a NBA 2K8 or 2K9 game in 2 days.
Yeah, I get mad about that 2K, man. I mean, you know, it's funny, man. Like, when I was younger, when I was 19, I don't care what my situation was, my penis was 100% ready to go 24 hours a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then for some odd reason, when you hit, like, 26, 27, like, your penis is affected by outside situations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My job, an argument I may have with somebody. At the time, with that ankle, I was on these, like, inflammatory, you know, joint pills or whatever. So that was affecting it. So it's so crazy. That's why I always try to stay in a good mood, because, like, when I'm in a good mood, it puts me in a position, like, I have a high probability of hitting the ass the way it needs to be hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then a lot of times, if that doesn't work, you know, like, if you get a new chick, I don't know what y'all do, but anytime I get a new chick, like, and it's the first time I'm about to do my thing, I pop, like, a half a Viagra pill just to, you know, get that confidence up. And then after I hit it the first time, then my confidence is, like, always up, and then I always never need to use it again after that. You know, unless I get, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, it's real late at night or something. I might have to pop one at 4 a.m. or something like that.
So you basically use Viagra like fucking A-Rod. In 2003, was using the steroids just to keep that competitive edge right in the beginning,
just to get it like jump started. Because after you hit it like right the first time, and she gives you that look in your eye, like after that I'm good. Like I can hit it just off that one night. I just keep remembering what I did on Tuesday, and it always like reminds me, and then I always like end up smashing it the way it needs to be smashed. I guess.
Yeah, Frank, did you happen to see the one? Where Mr. Shy City described his bathroom. I instantly thought of you.
Again,
Shy City, I'm going to call you Mr. Shy City because we're not, you know, we're not like that yet. I have to use the term Mr. You keep a soap dish and you keep a pump of liquid soap in the bathroom. You have both available.
And you have a test, and you utilize it as some type of a test for your girlfriends there.
Yeah.
Now, what's the deal with the soap dish? Why?
I mean, man.
Come on.
Basically, it's like this. I'll be real. Like, you know, I grew up in the hood the majority of my life. So when I came to the suburbs, like, I don't know if you've ever been to, like, really wealthy Italian people's houses. Like, they have, like, random trinkets all over the place, almost to the point where it's kind of tacky almost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like so, shells that are, like, soap that's shaped like a conch shell.
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. And you're not allowed to touch it.
Yeah, exactly. They're for show. And there's towels that are for show as well.
Excuse me?
If you walk in that bathroom later on and your decorative towel's wet, you're never going to invite that person over again because they shouldn't use that towel.
Exactly.
Yeah, so now you have something like this as well, right? The soap dish?
Like this. Yeah, basically, if you actually look in my bathroom, it sort of resembles what you'll find at, like, a rich Italian person's house. Like, it's a little overdone, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really need all the things on that sink, but I kind of liked it. And what happened was, I went to my homeboy's house one day, because his mother is, like, straight out of Sicily. You know, it's like, when, like, the front lawn has that thing with the golden, fierce ball-looking thing, and, like, all the, like, seven dwarfs-looking things in the lawn. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all those statues and like, the Virgin Mary and,
gnomes. So I go into the bathroom, you know, I don't know, you know, we were playing ball, I washed my hands, and she, like, almost ripped my head off. Like, why did you use my fucking soap? And she got that accent with the cigarette and everything. That's my fucking soap. Don't fuck it.
The fuck are you doing with my fucking soap? Now it don't look like a fruit no more. It looks like a fucking ball.
Yeah, man. And even though she yelled at me, I thought it was, like, cool as hell that, like they had so much money that they actually had an option on what soap to use. Because at my house, at my crib, like, no matter what the job was, everybody used Dawn for everything.
Exactly. Everything has a purpose because, you know, money's tight enough where if you buy something, it's because you need it. But these people, they're just buying random, you know, glittery things to just throw among their fucking, you know, plants in the garden.
Hell yeah. So I was like, yo, if I ever get a little dough on me, I'm going to have, like, two or three options to wash your hands. And technically, you're not allowed to use my soap dish. Like, that's where I got it from, was from that woman.
So now, if you go in the bathroom after somebody and you see something wrong with the soap dish, what is the say? What's your first instinct in regards to this guest?
I like really tell. My first instinct is to take the soap out the dish, wash out the dish, and then put the soap, dry the soap off, put it back on, and then I'm instantly in. Okay, we're definitely having sex, but she's about to get the fuck out of my house as soon as this is over.
She left a pissy soap dish around. There's all that.
Well, I don't want to be like that. That, no disrespect, you know what I'm saying. But I don't want to, like, people to come off like on some sweet queer type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop touching my subject. Like, so I won't mention it. I'll just feel that way. And then, like, the whole time I'm having sex with her, like, it's in the back of my mind that, like, as soon as this is over, she's going home.
The decorative soap. That's the telltale sign. Do you think you kind of invent these things just to get rid of women? You just kind of have traps for them to fall into?
Like, you know what? On the real, nah, because a lot of times I'll just kick people out just to kick people out. Like, I don't, like, invent excuses on, like, not hanging with niggas. Like, I just want to have people over. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'll let you come in here, and you can kick, you can, like, chill for a little bit, but we're not spending the night. We're not going to be here over a weekend. And if you came in on Tuesday, you're leaving on Tuesday. Like, we're not going to be doing no Wednesday morning thing, and then you're cooking Pop-Tarts, and I'm just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Frank, I heard
Mr. Chassette, what I love about you is the fact that you, your anticipation and your preparation of situations. In addition to the different beverages and drinks you have in your refrigerator, in case one of the women you bring home has a child, you have a smorgasbord of snacks, candy bars, and crackers. Isn't that correct?
The freeze pops. Freeze pops.
Hey, you know where that came from? Because, well, basically, where I was living at, where I originally lived at, I started off, my first place was an apartment. And then, actually, I learned a valuable lesson, never have sex with your next-door neighbors, especially on the same floor, like, right next door to you.
Yeah.
Because this chick, she was cute as hell, so I couldn't ever talk to me not to do it, but she had a son. And this dude, he would do everything in his power. Like, if he knew she was coming over here, he would act up, he would do all these things. So one day, I kind of had him come over, and at the time, all I had was, like, Pop-Tarts. Like, I didn't really have anything for kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I kind of picked up, like, wait, if I can, like, distract him, he's good. Like, he didn't really even, like, I know he didn't want me near his mom, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, yo, if I could just, like, create a situation where he's so fucking busy, there's no way he could stop me. So, like, literally that day I went to, like, the local CVS. I was grabbing, like, random things I thought little kids liked. And the first thing when I opened up my freezer, the first thing he asked for was a freeze pop, and that's when I knew I hit something.
There you go.
And then after that, it was like I would sit him down in front of my PS3 or my Xbox, and I swear, people think I'm joking. This kid sat in front of my TV for 30 minutes trying to figure out which one he wanted to play. And by then, it was over. I already hit it.
And he didn't even get to play a game.
Me and the girl come out the bedroom, right? It was a little quickie, no big deal. He's still sitting in front of my fucking television with two controllers in his hands for two opposite, like, systems trying to figure out which games he wanted to play, and by then it was too late.
Yeah. So you defeated him with, you know, sugary syrup snacks. The freeze pops as a kid were probably the quickest and greatest things ever. As a kid, if you handed me an orange or a grape freeze pop, you could fuck my mom. Really, I wouldn't care. I would sit in front of the TV, and I wouldn't care that people were having sex with my mom. It's right. A genius move. And when I heard you say, hit him with a freeze pop, that was my favorite thing in the world, because it's so true. That is the ultimate distraction, the ultimate camouflage for what your motives truly are.
Yeah, man. You know, it's so funny, man, like, real talk. I know when I first got on, people was like, this dude has to be an act. Just like, this is impossible. Nobody does this. Nobody talks like this. But, like, after a while, like, people started realizing, like, yo, this motherfucker is, like, he's really ignorant. Like, he's real. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I know people ask me all the time, you know, like, when your video's going to fall off. Or it's like, as long as I just keep it, just give you what's going on, like, I can do this for a while, you know what I mean? So my fridge looks like that. I trick kids all the time. I get baby mamas in here. I get girls off YouTube who they just want to kick it with me and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is everyday life, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I post. But I don't know if I'll be posting after this year, but for right now, man, it's just a cool experience to meet new people, talk to new people, and just let them see how I live, you know?
Let me tell you, we had an experience with, you know, another person that was a YouTube sensation. His name is Fritz, and he's the guy behind the Unforgivable videos. I don't know Yeah, he's the guy in the woods. He's just, you know, he's talking all this wild shit. And we got him on, and we figured maybe he does a couple of the lines from the video or whatever. And now he completely abandoned the character. He's pretending to be somebody that reads Jane Austen novels and levitates and studies Asian art. He completely ditched the character for something else, and he never contacted us again. And it was a really difficult effort to get him on. I emailed you once on YouTube, and you're like, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll call, whatever. it's really refreshing.
You know why, though, man? Because I'm not no character, man. I'm like a real, you know, it's like, how can I... Back in about 4 weeks ago, right, NBC calls me up. You know what I mean? I get an email from NBC Universal. Please call this number. We want to talk to you, right?
Oh, my God.
So check it. Hold on. So I'm on the phone. Now, peep it. Like, people like them, they don't like dealing with people like me because I truly, deep in my heart, don't give a fuck. Like, in a couple months, I'll never post another video again, and I'll just go do something else and just live my life.
Yeah.
Because I don't care about being famous. All that shit is... The only thing I'm getting off YouTube is, like, more ass. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be real. Like, I've never had sex with an Asian chick before till like, 2 weeks ago, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just...
Did it meet your expectations, Mr. Chastity?
Nah, it was vagina. It wasn't really... I thought, honestly, in my mind, because, you know, I saw so many porn videos about what Asian... How they get down. I'm thinking, this is going to be, like...
You think every time it's going to be Kobe Tai. Right?
Yeah, right. Yo, you know what? I swear to God, I really, and she really, no disrespect to Shorty, but she was just like this chubby Korean chick, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, I still did it just to see what was up, but it wasn't nothing to it.
Yeah,
it was actually like having sex with a white girl. I can honestly say that.
Well, then, I got sad to say that that's all I've had experience with, Mr. Chester.
Yeah, man.
I've never...
Nah, but fuck that shit. My bad, I'm getting off.
Again, hold on. That's another thing that you do in your videos. It's one of the greatest things ever. You'll start some kind of a dialogue on something you're holding. I don't know if it's a fucking slice of pizza or some kind of fabric softener or whatever, and then you'll just decide this is worthless, and you'll say, nah, fuck that shit, and just throw it to the side and start talking about something else immediately. It's the greatest transition in the history of communication, I think.
Oh, thanks.
So you're saying NBC contacted you. Is there some kind of a deal in the works?
Yeah, don't wait. Nah, this is the funniest shit all time. I'm on the phone. Now, I'm on the phone with some chick who claims, you know, she's VP or something important. Some bullshit. So it's her, it's like this agent dude, and then it's like three writers. Like, they're all, this is like a conference call. And they're talking, and we can do this, and blah, 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 blah. And then I instantly got pissed because somebody in the background said, how did you create this character? This character is so wrong. And so I paused, and I said, yo, like, real talk, I'm not a fucking character. Like, don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so they instantly apologized, but you could tell, like, they kind of, like, a small part of them died.
Yeah.
They were thinking, like, this is, like, some dude that we can, like, control. This is a character. Like, we could build on this. And when they kind of realized I was a real dude, like, it was, like, disappointment in the whole room. Like, I can hear it, like, on the phone. And then, like, they wanted me to do all this stuff for, like, a little bit. And then when I told them no, dog, they didn't know how to react.
Yeah.
They were like, don't you want to be famous? We can make this bigger than you've been. And when I told them, nah, I'm all right, and then hung the phone up, they didn't know how to take that because it's so many people on YouTube, MySpace. Everybody wants to be famous and known and shit, man. I just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
That is probably the most vivid display of reality in a person ever. You just truly want to do what you want to do, and you're going to do it on your terms. And these people think that it's going to be some kind of scripted fucking sitcom like Joey or Friends, where you walk in the room and say, Jazz it, man! And then everybody fucking laughs, and then you go sit on the couch and comment about... No.
How you
do what you do. Yeah. How you doing? Some dumb fucking WAP character.
Dude, all these networks, man. Motherfucking Animal Planet. They call me, we want to use your voice for our new... They wanted me to use my voice for some fucking... Like, these rats that come out of a hole, I guess they call them field mice, whatever. They wanted to do, like, this whole, like, Animal Planet series, you know, where they use my voice, like, on some family, you know, a family of muskrats or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
And you refused?
I turned that shit down. Man, dude, like, what am I going to do?
That's
like,
true.
You want to fly me to whatever their studios was and spend 2 weeks? I'm like, fuck, nah, dude, that's stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like... just so I can be on some, you know, sound like I'm on some ignorant shit. You got NBC, Animal Planet, HBO, Verizon. These motherfuckers, when I told them no, they didn't know how to act.
But you said yes to the DJ New Style radio show? Like, really? No offense, but you got to take that check.
I'm going to be real. The reason why is because you're letting me call and just be myself. All these other people, they start every conversation with, we love what you do. Okay, now, we want you to do that, but no cursing, no derogatory language, no homophobic comments. You know what I'm saying? So by the time I'm done, it's like, I'm not even me no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like even with Verizon, they wanted me to create a one minute video that they would sell on the, like, on the phone thing or whatever. And it would just be me doing silly, like, they want me to do nigga shit. Like, this chick is delicious. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was like, why do I have to say this chick is delicious? Like, why can't it be, you know, fettuccine alfredo? Why can't it be pizza? Why the fuck it gotta be fried chicken? Oh, we just thought that there was some ideas we throw at you. And I was like, nah, I'm all right.
It's passive racism. Passive racism, man. Really.
Hell yeah, man.
A brother made a pizza. That's my Mr. Shy City impression, by the way. It's not very good. But.
Nah, but I like calling in and talking to real people, you know what I'm saying? Doing this shit right here is fun to me, you know? Because in 6 months, when I stop posting, you know what I'm saying, I can say, well, I got to, you know, do a couple radio interviews and shit.
So you're really going to stop in 6 months?
People ask me all the time, about how, you know, oh, don't stop posting. But the reality is like, at some point... You know, I'm just going to stop posting, you know, and then just, and when, I know people that who think I'm not real as shit, the realest shit I'll ever do is I'll stop posting and you'll never hear from me again. I won't be on no TV show, I won't be on no radio, and I think at that point, that's when people will say, yo, that motherfucker was real.
That's true.
Like, whoa.
That's true.
Because I could have been made money on this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't give a fuck. You know, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for, like, cool people like y'all, man. I post my shit. Y'all hit me up and say, yo, we love your shit. I'm here for the people who hit me up and say, man, dude, like, I'm going through, it's a lot of people going through some rough shit, man. 2009, no jobs, all this shit. Who write me, they say, man, yo, your videos are getting me through, man. Keep doing your thing. And that's why I feel bad, but I know I'm not going to be posting it in 2010. Hell no.
Really? See, now the thing, like, I do this dumb show. I sleep, I masturbate, I look at, you know, porno, and I work sometimes from the same room, and I do this show. I don't get paid for it, but I get a charge that people, you know, send positive feedback. Yeah. But you just, you know, you're not going to play yourself out just to continue or grow some kind of an audience. And yeah, I completely will. If fucking Animal Planet calls me to talk about Meerkat Manor and become one of the fucking Meerkat, I'm going to sell out. I'm going to do that. Because, maybe I'm not as true to myself as I probably should be. I don't know.
Nah. It's not even about not being true. Like, if that's what you want to do, man, do your thing. Get your money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But some people, how can I explain? Like, my mother, like, a couple days ago, I'm chilling with my mom. She told me, she said, yo, the best ball players on earth never played in the NBA. The best actors is not in Hollywood. And the funniest motherfuckers you will ever know on this earth don't stand on a stage with a microphone, dog. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like I'm just that dude who just kind of showed up and then I'll just disappear.
And that's enough for you.
That's it, man. You know what I'm saying? Then you'll see my videos. YouTube will be on forever, so you'll always have videos to go look at.
You'll leave them wanting more. YouTube will not be the same.
And the thing is, though, you're not just on YouTube. There are people that have taken what you've done and shown appreciation to it and put it on sites like I mentioned before. They put it on their own personal sites. They say, this guy's really funny. This guy's great. This guy's awesome. He's real. And now you have fans that just, you know, they open up, like, t-shirt shops with, like, your catchphrases. With, like hit him with a freeze pop. Brother made a pizza. Stuff like that on a t-shirt. And people are buying them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll be real with you. The t-shirts... I get a check for that. I'll be real. Like, this dude hit me up, and he was just like, look, man, because he contacted me 7 times. I kept deleting his message. He's like, look, can I just send you a check, and then just agree that we can make the shirts, and we'll give you a percentage of the shirts? And then I was like, well, how much is the check for? And then I seen the check, and I was like, nigga, you can do the fuck you want to, but this. So I ain't gonna front on that. I mean, I let the motherfuckers send me money for the t-shirt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when it come down to it, man, at the end of the day, this is some fun shit for me, you know what I'm saying? Just to let people in on my life. And then hopefully when I leave, man, somebody else will just, you know, that's the thing, man. It ain't nothing special what I do. It's a million other people just waiting to get their turn. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be no Tayson Day, like, flying to Hollywood. Like, the motherfucker made one song. You made one song, and niggas wasn't laughing with you. They were laughing at you. You got 40 million hits. Now you keep blogging about your, like, Hollywood experience. Like, nigga, go the fuck away, yo.
People talk about me and it's pain chocolate rain. I'll be singing that fucking song to his aunts and uncles until he's fucking 75 and they want to murder him. He's the worst.
Man.
You know what? Maybe it's the way to go. You have your flame and then you get poof, you're out. The wind blows and you're gone and your shit's still there and people remember and people are fans. Frank is a fan of yours. Germ Freak, my co-host. He is a new fan of yours.
It takes a lot for me to laugh and chuckle, but you do it every time. Each one of your videos does it every time.
He prides himself on not laughing. He's a real prick. Like, he'll go to a comedy show, sit there with a stone face just because he can. But I was on the phone with him. I'm like, we're going to have this guy on the show. You should check out his videos. And I hear from him the next day. He's like, I watched every one. And I watched some of them twice. The guy's amazing.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I got a couple, like, you know, some of them are random. You know, like, when I came in my crib, that bug one, dude, when I came in my crib, I thought it was a mud stain on the vent that if you see in the video.
Yeah.
So I was like, no biggie, I'll clean that later. I wasn't even in the mood for that shit. and I came back 5 minutes later, and the fucking mud stain was 7 inches higher than what it was.
Yeah. I was actually surprised that you actually killed it on your wall, because I was, you know, I thought you didn't want to mess the walls up, but you ended up cleaning it, you know, well anyway. But I thought maybe you would have got like a vacuum or sucked it up or something like that.
I was too nervous. I didn't know what it was gonna do. It had wings and shit, and I was just like, man, what is this thing gonna do? So I was even too nervous to really get my camera out. But I was like, maybe I should. Then I did it, and it was crazy because people don't believe me. Like, the magic wipes, I actually watched this white dude in a store like a year ago use them, and like, I instantly knew to get it. It was like, yo, I gotta get a magic wipe for this shit. I don't know, man. It's just, all my videos is random, but every once in a while I'll plan one. Like, I plan on doing it's gonna be very late, because I gotta post that video about my court date is this Friday.
Okay.
Like, it's this Friday, so I'm hoping, like, I hope I win. If I don't win, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go crazy in this bitch. Like, it may get real angry in here, but if I do win, I'm going to post that video. And then the Valentine's Day thing, this one chick who's a big fan of mine, who has really big breasts, said that she wants to hang out with me for Valentine's Day. Oh, I mean, her breasts are huge. So I was like, hell yeah. Can I bring my camera? She's like, yeah, you can bring your camera. I'm like, damn. So it may get crazy in the Motel 6 with this big-breasted YouTube chick. So I'm going to post that video too.
So stay tuned. It's Mr. Shy City 3 on YouTube. And that's Shy, C-H-I for Chi-Town, Chicago. I had the privilege of visiting your fine city in September, and I honestly didn't want to go home. It's an amazing place.
Hey, man, if you ever come out here, man, holler at me. I'll take you around town.
Oh,
I'll take
motherfucker.
You to the real Chicago.
We're going
to
go. We're going to go. Yeah. Just, I am a bit of a suburban guy. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, hey, real talk, man. If you kicking, like, people in the hood know me. Like, real talk, you kicking it with me, you all good, man.
See, now, like, the minute I hear you say something like, see that sign that says rib tips? I'm like, no, I'm fucked up. No. I'm not going to be Clark Griswold asking for directions. And, no, it's not going to happen. But I will. I swear to God, next time in Chicago, I'll bring Frank's bald ass. And we'll
Excuse
go,
me?
And yeah, absolutely. We'll both go, and we'll give you a buzz.
Holla at me, man, all day.
We'll do. Now, Frank, when I was on the phone with him, he was asking, do you think we should ask him for a shout out? You think we should ask him for a shout out? See, that's the thing. He's kind of new to this. He's trying to level with his kids, and he thinks shout out is still a valid term. Like, it's a fucking, Dance Mix radio station, and we're gonna get a shout out from you.
Dude, yeah. Oh, you mean like what, over the phone, man?
Yeah, I don't know, Frank. What did you mean by that? You wanted to be on the phone or what?
I think it'll be perfect on the phone.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Oh yeah, all day. I'll do it.
What's your name? You were gonna say what's your name, weren't you? Ah! Oh man, Mr. Shy City. That's Mr. Shy City 3. On YouTube. Check him out. He's going to be posting some crazy Valentine's Day shit. And you got to see all his other videos. He's a tremendous, tremendous guy. Mr. Shy City, man.
What up, man?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling in. Good to finally talk to you.
No problem, homeboy. It's all good. It's my pleasure, man. All
righty.
Thank you. Good night, sir.
Have a good night. Mr. Shy City, man. Guy's a fucking... The guy can talk. The guy... I honestly just wanted to sit here and just hear the guy fucking talk. I feel like we got free content. we got his bootleg tapes right now. The Mr. Shy City bootlegs coming in soon. It's the DJ New Style show. We're gonna take a quick break here. It's Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.